After all the outrage over Donald Trump's Helsinki meeting with Vladimir Putin this week, the White House has now confirmed the US president has invited the Russian leader to a second summit. North America correspondent Stephanie March reports.
The US Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, was on stage at the Aspen Festival today when moderator Andrea Mitchell announced some breaking news.
I do want to say we have some breaking news. The White House has announced on Twitter that Vladimir Putin is coming to the White House in the fall.
Say that again.
Vladimir Putin coming
to the...
Did I hear
you? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be special.
In a tweet, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders had written, Mr. Trump has asked his national security adviser to invite President Putin to Washington later this year and says that discussions are already underway. It's a big step for a president who's still under fire for his handling of his meeting with the Russian leader earlier this week. Dan Coats was asked how it felt to watch Mr. Trump side with Mr. Putin over his own intelligence agency's assessment of Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
Well, my thoughts there were that I believed I needed to correct the record for that and that this is the job I signed up for, and that was my responsibility. Obviously, I wished he had made a different statement.
He was asked about Mr. Trump's statement that it could be other actors as well as Russia interfering with the U.S.
We know others have potential capability, but it's undeniable that the Russians are taking the lead on this. Basically, they are the ones that are trying to undermine our basic values, divide us with our allies. They are the ones that are trying to wreak havoc over our election process.
For the third time in as many days, the White House has had to correct the record when it comes to Mr. Trump's position towards Russia. At the Helsinki meeting, President Putin proposed allowing US authorities to question the 12 Russian intelligence officers indicted over interfering in the 2016 election in exchange for the US allowing Russia to question officials of its own. Mr. Trump described it as an incredible offer. Yesterday, the White House said it hadn't ruled out allowing Russian officials to question former US ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul. That prompted a backlash. Republican Senators Jeff Flake and Orrin Hatch.
The thought that that we would even entertain something like that, that we wouldn't immediately rule it out, has to be chilling.
I think it's a bad idea. I don't think we should turn anybody, any of our people, over to Russian interference or smear tactics.
Shortly before, the Senate passed a unanimous resolution against allowing Russia to interview American citizens. The White House issued a statement saying Donald Trump disagrees with President Putin's proposal. This is Stephanie March in Washington, reporting for AM.